Rav Chaim Kanievsky has a horror in this week's parsha that Yaakov Avinu says about Menashe and Ephraim, Yivoreches ha'no'arim. So how old were these no'arim? So he does a cheshbon. There's a medrash who said that they're born when Yosef was 34 years old. That's 5 years before Yaakov came down to Mitzrayim. Yaakov was in Mitzrayim for 17 years. That means they were 23 years old. He asks Akash on the Ramban. The Ramban says the general, the Torah uses the word nar only up to the age of 20. So he says, how do we understand over here that it says that they were referred to as an order when they were 22 years old? So he sends us to a Rashi in Sefer Yeshua. The story of Rachav Hazayna, that Moshe Rabbeinu, that Yeshua sent Meraglim to check out the city of Yericho. And Chazal say he sent Pinchas and Kolev to be Meraglim to the city. And the Pasuk refers to them as Anoshim, men. It also refers to them as Malochim, which means a messenger. But in Yeshua, Perek Vav, Kapitel Vav, Pasuk of Gimel, refers to as them as Norim. And the Norim came to save Rachel and her family. So Rashi is bothered by the question, how can you refer to them as Norim? Apparently they are not Norim, they're much older. They were quite old at that point in time. So Rashi says that they went quickly with Zrizus, like a nar goes with Zrizus. The word nar is to shake off. And to awaken, the root is lashon of air, lashon of nar, to shake off and rise. So they shook off their limits, and they went to the nth degree of their limits to go bezrizus quickly like a nar and save Rachav and her family. The first of them is Malachim, Rashi says, because they stayed a night there in her house. Because I'll say Rachav was one of the most beautiful women in the history of mankind, and they controlled themselves. In that sense, they were like Malachim. But the Lashon of Nar is the Lashon of Zrizus. So Rav Chaim Kanievsky Shlita suggests that's shown over here in the Pasuk, Yivoreches ha'no'arim. It's focusing on that element. So it's important that Yaakov Avinu b'shas that he's saying that the Malach should come and give a bracha to the Na'arim. He says, because they had undertaken to act with Zrizus, and to deal with the wise and important reasons, we find that in general when we leave Mitzrayim, we're given the mitzvah of matzah, and we have an mitzvah of chometz. The difference between matzah and chometz is the waiting, moving slowly. Mitzrayim, the only way a person can overcome the challenges of Mitzrayim, which will pull him down, is to not let himself stop. Let himself be caught. But once you stop, you're in that world. If you're constantly moving forward, constantly growing, constantly developing, constantly trying to accomplish more and to be a better person, so then Mitzrayim doesn't have a tefis on you. But the moment that you slow down and relax, you're sitting in Mitzrayim. So Klal Yisrael is saying the Yisrael Chometz is that we're letting ourselves stay in this world. And Masa is this reason of not letting ourselves sit in this place. So the Hatzlach of Menashe and Ephraim, and there it was able to become part of the Shvatim, be the equivalent of Reuben and Shimon, deserve the bracha from Yaakov Avinu at the end of his life, and to be Zeuchet, to be the true children of Yosef, is because they had the midah of Naris, of the Zrizus of a Nar, of not letting himself get caught up in the world of Mitzrayim, which is around them. And because of that, they were able to get this bracha. Yivarech Hashem, have a good Shabbos.